wasn't there. But you know who never leaves us hanging here?
Mike Merrill.
Associate head coach Mike Merrill. And,
hey, guys.
Just like you planned it, you crushed them by two, as Mike Young used to say. Boy, I'll tell you what that was a gutsy win with a capital G for you guys. Great job out there.
Guys, I mean, just when you think you can't be any more impressed by this group of young women, they continue to find a way to impress you in different ways. And, you know, how many more bullets do we have to take, right?
And Tom and I will be stretching out in preparation for tomorrow morning.
How many more bullets do you have, though, left to throw? Because you guys are shooting a lot of bullets, too, though.
Well,
I mean, that's...
Well, it credit to them. Credit to our players. You know, number three right there is as tough as they come. And being in her hometown and everything that this city has been through, man, it's cool, and I'm so proud of these girls. We made a promise to Helen and Rachel, too, but Helen, with that comeback, like, that wasn't going to be her last game, and that was a really emotional locker room right now, and, man, that was a fun deal.
Talk about the one-armed Kiwi. 20 points. I mean, there are people with two great arms that don't have an impact on a game that she did tonight on both ends of the floor and at key parts throughout the game.
Tom, Helen hasn't practiced in 3 weeks since she got hurt against Samford at home. She did a couple shooting drills on Tuesday. She did the walkthrough yesterday. And the first time she saw any live action, I think maybe was yesterday, and it was limited. And that's the first time she's been on the court, really, in practice or a game situation in 3 weeks. I can't imagine being like that and you go out and score 20 points and have a huge impact on a game. You know, she is as good and as tough as they come, man. And she is what this program is all about. And we are lucky to have number five.
Hey, when you only have 8.5 players, it's easy to find the heroes here. But, boy, I said the same thing to E. Queen Akiwu came off the bench and just looked calm, looked poised. Helen hit her with some great passes. Mm-hmm. And they just never really could stop that pick and roll. And she gets excited. Everybody else gets excited. And that's what it takes this time of year, I would imagine.
Well, we worked all week on that little pocket pass. Getting to the kill zone, that little pocket pass. And we had it a couple times in the first half. Mia, unfortunately, picked up a charge. And then we stopped throwing it. And we were like, halftime, y'all, come on. Like, we got to get back to it. And Helen's like, I got you. So, all right, that's the game plan. We're going to put Helen Matthews in ball screens. And, Queen, you be ready. Yeah. We'll dump it off.
She was.
And I give them credit. Like, they took the coaching. They saw the film through the week. And then they weren't afraid to execute it even after the first couple times it didn't work. And, you know, like, y'all, I'm sort of at a loss for words. Like, that was – how did we just do that?
Gutsy. I mean, resilient like you guys have been all year. Now, you get to do it again in 12 hours. So what do you do? Of course, get them off their feet. And a quick scout, you know, UNCG, you played them twice, beat them once, lost to them once, but just kind of take us through the next, 12 hours.
Sure. Well, it'll be fast. We'll get out here as quick as we can. We got dinner waiting on us back at the hotel. We'll watch a little bit of film tonight, get the girls a lot of fluids, a lot of rehab, a lot of treatment. Lindsay, our trainer, is fantastic, and we'll be back here, you know, 9:30 tomorrow, get ready to tip it up. But, no, there's not a lot of prep. We know what UNCG does. They're incredibly talented. They're incredibly well-coached. We have a lot of respect for their program. We've seen each other a lot in this tournament over the past couple years, and there's a lot of mutual respect between our two programs. And even though we're a little bit shorthanded, we're ready to go, and we were really excited to get to the semifinal round.
We look forward to seeing it tomorrow.